You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. The Environmental Protection Agency announced last week that it plans to lift emission restrictions for any new coal-fired power plants. The move would reverse emission standards for new plants put in place by the Obama administration in 2015. The coal industry says that those regulations were so cost prohibitive that they made new plants impractical to build. But the demand for coal-generated electricity has fallen steadily over the last 10 years as natural gas and renewable energies are getting cheaper and more popular. Harrison Fell is an associate professor in the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at North Carolina State University. He specializes in the energy market and energy policy. Harrison, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the overall energy market picture and competition from natural gas, let's focus in on these regulations. How big a deal, how big a difference did they make for new coal power plant construction?
Well, I think the coal sector is correct in that the previous regulations did make it prohibitively expensive to build that. That said, though, the market conditions that's really preventing a lot of new coal capacity from coming online, namely the low natural gas prices and increased generation from renewables, that's still present. And that's really the driving force behind the both decline of existing coal-fired generation and the major roadblock to building any new coal-fired generation.
Yeah, this is a huge change because it used to be that coal was the cheap fuel source. So if you take out the externalities and the pollution and things like that, just the sheer cost of fuel, coal for a long time was by far, right, our cheapest option for electricity.
That's right. Yeah, historically, the marginal cost of generation from coal-fired generation has been quite a bit below that of natural gas. Nuclear, of course, has been lower and hydro lower than coal, but as we would say in econ, it's typically an inframarginal, meaning not the most expensive generator generating power historically. Now, that, of course, is changing with the fall of natural gas prices.
Yeah, what has happened to drive that fall in natural gas prices?
Yeah, in a word, it's fracking, right? We're sitting on a massive reserves of shale gas in this country, and the improved technology behind hydraulic fracturing has allowed producers to get that gas, and that has made the U.S. market awash in gas. And since you can't really internationally trade gas, basically liquefying it and shipping it is very expensive, and we have limited terminals to do that, we basically sit on all that supply, and that's depressed the price of gas quite a bit.
Now, part of the story on these regulations on coal, on new coal power plants, has to do with carbon emissions, climate change causing emissions. How did natural gas and coal, as we use it today, stack up when it comes to those emissions?
So in terms of electricity generation alone, the emissions intensity of coal-fired plants is about double on average what it is of natural gas plants. So a typical coal plant generates somewhere in the neighborhood of a ton of carbon per megawatt hour of generation, where a gas plant's more around a half a ton per megawatt hour generation.
So that's a pretty huge difference.
Yeah, it's a massive difference, and that's really what's driving the big decline in carbon emissions in the electricity sector that we've seen over the last decade, that switch from coal to gas generation.
Now, looking at the regulations passed in basically the last year or so of the Obama administration, when it comes to trying to stop all that coal coming out of these coal power, or all that carbon coming out of these coal-powered power plants, would that, expense aside, would that have put coal on a par with natural gas when it comes to carbon emissions?
Well, so I think a lot of the Obama-era regulations weren't so much focused on cleaning up the coal that exists. A lot of them would have probably just further pushed us of a switch from coal to gas. I think it probably basically would have put more of these coal plants, reduce their generation, and if not, force some more retirement. Now, we're still seeing a lot of retirements in the coal generation fleet. I mean, in fact, 2018 is on pace to be our second biggest level of retirements we've seen. But clearly, the repeal and reversal of a lot of Obama-era administration policies is favorable to coal generators.
Talking to Harrison Fell from North Carolina State University, looking at an EPA announcement that they're looking at taking away some Obama-era regulations on new coal power plants, ones that the industry says adds a lot of expense to building new coal power plants. The goal, moving away from coal and or reducing carbon emissions from coal. So, Harrison, absent these regulations, taking them off the table, does that mean that people are going to start building new coal power plants?
I can't imagine that we're going to see a massive increase in coal-fired generation, if any at all. Again, the market forces that are really hurting coal-fired generation are low natural gas prices and increased renewable generation. And the low natural gas prices are likely to be here for the foreseeable future. And with falling cost of renewable generation, it's also and likely that we're going to continue to see increased generation from renewable generation sources, wind and solar. So those two market conditions really make it not a favorable environment for coal-fired generators, both existing and certainly make it really unlikely that you'd want to build a new one.
A lot of the interest in getting rid of these regulations has to do with maybe a political drive to keep jobs in the coal mining industry in places like Kentucky, in regions of Appalachia and elsewhere. Is that going to happen? Are we going to see coal mining jobs stick around in the foreseeable future?
Well, we've certainly seen a massive decline in those, and that's driven largely, but not exclusively, but largely by declines in generation from coal-fired power plants, which of course reduces the demand for coal domestically. And so, the fact that we are unlikely to be able to revive the coal-fired generation due to the low natural gas prices and increased renewables means I think it's probably very unlikely we're going to stave off further declines in the coal mining industry as well.
Now, as I understand it, we here in Wisconsin are a pretty coal-heavy state, right, when it comes to electricity generation. Are you seeing this turnover from coal to natural gas and renewables even in a state like Wisconsin?
Yeah, it is happening nationally. The Midwest, Wisconsin included, does tend to be more coal heavy, but there has been some major pledges by Wisconsin utilities to cut carbon and increase renewables, and we've seen some closures of some major plants. The Pleasant Prairie coal-fired power plants, a 1.2 gigawatt plant, is scheduled to be closed down, and so. This is not a phenomenon that's completely localized. We're seeing it pretty nationally, this move from coal to gas or to renewable sources.
So if I were a politician and I said it's important to me because of my region, whatever, to keep the coal industry alive, would it take subsidies, massive subsidies? Is there a realistic alternative for someone like President Trump who says he's going to bring coal back?
Yeah, I think if your goal is to revive and keep the coal industry going, you're either going to have to massively subsidize coal-fired generation or make it much more expensive to get gas-fired generation and renewable generation. And the only way you could really do that is, I don't know, ban fracking or something like that, which seems, you know, completely implausible under this administration or really, really any other administration. So it would seem like you would have to go after some big subsidies, and they are, of course, talking about that. There has been some plans floated by FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, to basically cover the cost of coal-fired generators to keep them going.
Looking longer term, 10, 20 years down the road, what kind of trends are you watching for in electricity production in the United States?
Yeah, so again, we're really keeping our eye on how fast these costs of renewables are falling. I mean, that's going to make it hard for natural gas generators to remain profitable if they keep falling like they are. We're also keeping our eyes on energy storage. Battery costs have been falling pretty rapidly. Those are getting deployed much more frequently, and the increased deployment of energy storage is just going to further help the renewable generation sources integrate into the grid. which again will put downward pressure on both coal, gas, and nuclear generators. So those are our big things. And then, of course, we're also very keenly watching what happens to the gas markets. How quickly are we going to start building some of these export terminals? What is the effect of exporting some of this natural gas going to have on gas prices? And then what effects is that going to have on other forms of generation?
Your point about energy storage is interesting. I've talked to people who say that's kind of one of the big challenges remaining for things like wind and solar, things that produce energy sometimes but not all the time. Are we close to solving that problem of having large enough, reliable enough batteries in effect to stabilize the supply of wind and solar power?
Yeah, I think we're getting closer. I don't want to speculate exactly when we'll get there, but we have seen massive growth in the storage industry in terms of capacity installed over the last few years. Part of this is driven by policies like the mandates in California and certain market aspects in the PJM market, which is the sort of mid-Atlantic electricity market. But yeah, those technologies, I think, are not quite the pie-in-the-sky type of technology that maybe they were a decade ago. And I think that wide-scale deployment is not too far off in the future.
Harrison, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Harrison Fell is an associate professor at North Carolina State University in the Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics, with us to talk about the EPA's plan to lift emission standards for new coal power plants.